Hi guys, it's Becca Tobin, Kelsey Knight,
and Jack Vanek,
and we are the Lady Gang, as in the Lady Gang podcast. And this summer we have something extra special, not just celebrity interviews, but we are helping you Lady Gang your life / get your shit together. What do we have coming up, Kelsey?
Hormone expert, nutrition expert,
fitness expert,
sex expert,
dermatologists, people shooting up your faces with syringes telling us what it's all about.
It's all the important things you need to Lady Gang your life.
Every Tuesday on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now here's Caitlin.
Oh my gosh, I don't even want to do my intro. I just want to get to my guests, but I'm going to have to, so fine, I'll do it. Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and that's enough about me. We have the OGs. Oh, Heidi, you're so sweet. Already clapping for me. I asked everybody in the room to clap for me, and you're the only one who did. We have the OGs of reality TV in the house, Spencer and Heidi Pratt. Yeah, now we can clap. Clap for them. Hashtag Spidey. Oh my gosh, do you guys love that nickname or hate it?
Love it.
Oh, me too. It's so good. I'm like, why don't we have one like Shanaitlin?
Yeah, no, we need to think ears.
Oh, rookie mistake. Somebody's phone's on.
That was a
on.
Nice. It was a nice.
It was pleasant.
It was a chime.
You could be Con.
Con? Oh, Caitlin and Sean?
No.
See, it just
no.
doesn't work. Yeah. Spidey's just
yeah.
gold.
Yeah.
And you're just glowing because you've got a bun in the oven and you look beautiful and... That's just great news. Like, how you guys have been together for 10 years?
Yep, 10 years.
Have you always wanted kids?
Yeah, I always wanted kids. I went through a short phase where I thought, like, it was the end of the world, the apocalypse. And I was like, maybe if the world's ending, we shouldn't have kids. But in my heart, I've always wanted kids.
Were you watching The Walking Dead at the time?
Thank God, no. Okay. I had books I was reading.
Okay, books. Do you guys feel like, just wait, name a more iconic couple. Like, I'll wait.
Well, a lot of them don't exist anymore. Brangelina, gone.
Nope.
Tomcat,
gone.
Spidey, still going strong.
Oof, we've outlasted them all. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're still going strong. You got a baby on the way. That means it's not ending anytime soon. Do you guys feel like kind of responsible for the Kardashians? And like Snooki?
I wish we could take credit for them.
But you kind of can.
I would love to. I'm not sure Kris Jenner would agree
no,
with
Kris
that.
No, Kris Jenner, and she's a Bachelor fan. I hope she doesn't hear what I'm saying right now. But, so. But I just feel like you guys were like the start. Like, you guys know I didn't watch The Hills, but I knew exactly who you were. You're on every magazine. You're everywhere. Big deals. And I just feel like no one doesn't know who you are.
It definitely was a different time. You know, I think that we opened a lot of gates that other
yes.
people might not have at the time. But Spencer knew Kim Kardashian since, I mean, really young because of Brody. And that's obviously his stepsister.
Oh.
And then she was going to be on Princess of Malibu or wanted to be or was there. What was the exact story?
I love your version. This is a great story.
And Chris wanted Kim to be managed by Spencer at a point in time.
Whoa.
But hey, I was
whoa,
the only
what?
Female client. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well,
I don't
pump
think
the brakes.
So.
Pump yeah. the brakes, Chris.
And we're the only booty selling over here is mine. Thank you at this point. And yeah, but there's definitely connections there that you've known for a long
wait,
time.
Wait, that's crazy. She wanted you to manage Kim?
Allegedly.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Not allegedly. I was there.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear it straight from the source, which I just said.
No. It was just when Brody and I were doing The Princess of Malibu,
yeah.
Chris was like, you need to do this on my family in the yeah. valley. And I was like, why would I do that?
Do you still talk to them?
No. I wish. I'm just a fan now.
Yeah. Now they're just running the world. So they're too busy running the world.
Right. But Kim's so nice. I've met her too.
I've
I
heard
really
that.
Like Kim.
Yeah. I've heard
she's
that she's
so
super
sweet.
Yeah, that's. Do you hear like crazy rumors about yourself, obviously, and that like you're mean or something, or do you always hear that you're just an angel?
I don't know. I think a lot of people think I'm very different than I am.
Yeah,
like, that I have like an attitude or something, but maybe not. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I'm projecting.
Well, I'm sure. I'm trying to think of like, could you imagine if you guys had like the social media back then?
I'm actually very thankful we didn't.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
I think I would have gotten in a lot of trouble.
I totally believe you.
I've gotten myself in like little bits of trouble from it, like when I spoiled the whole secret of The Bachelor on my Snapchat. I don't know if you heard.
Well,
about that,
they probably should have let you do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started. You know what? I'll bet. I'll bet you right now, Rachel does it.
Who's Rachel?
She's the current.
Oh, she's the Bachelor.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't.
I'm not watching this season.
You're not.
I watch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay.
She's not watching.
That's okay. We can talk Bachelorette in a bit.
Okay.
But if you...
Oh wait, I am watching.
Just kidding.
No, I mean it's on. I'm there. I'm just not invested.
Okay, that makes sense.
I didn't like the whole Waboom dude and all this blah blah blah.
I loved the Waboom dude.
Wow.
I know. I hope that doesn't change your opinion of
no,
me.
No, I just felt like you. I'm fine if you go to, you know, make a show, but
yeah,
don't be that obvious that you do not care about mm-hmm. Rachel. Like, I want
to. That's true.
You know, I'm here to watch love stories.
That's okay? Fair. That's fair.
You know,
that's
this isn't America's Got Talent. Go do the Waboom thing on that show.
Yeah, or like build up to the Waboom.
Yeah. At your proposal.
Yeah.
If you're bringing the ring out.
Right.
But
that would be terrifying because then she'd be like, I've made a huge mistake.
I think he knew he'd get eliminated quickly. So he's like, I got to do my shtick.
Yeah. he came out guns blazing.
So I think that's why they cast him.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay.
You're right. You're always right, isn't she?
Oh, I've learned that rule.
Yeah, exactly. You've been together long enough to know that rule.
Yeah.
So I Snapchatted Spencer and I said, should I binge watch The Hills before I go? And you said to binge watch Bloodline instead.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to binge watch something.
Why can't I binge watch The Hills?
I just feel like you're number one on iTunes Store. You should be doing things more productive with your stardom.
This is what I hate. Like, I hate when people ask typical questions. Like, I'm sure you've got so many, like, the typical, like, so I'm so clueless to the show, so don't mind me if I go there. But, like, if you could describe that show in like a couple sentences to me, what would you say?
A miracle.
Oh. Oh, because you met Heidi. Mm. Is that how you met?
Yeah. Well, off camera technically, but within the environment. Because we met through Kristen Cavallari and Brody Jenner in the summer in between filming seasons.
Okay. And was it like right off the bat you two were like, we're in love?
I knew I wanted to marry Spencer like the night I met him.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I love him so much. And he was like, whoa, lady, he's kind of a stalker.
No.
And then I changed my phone number. And then
you changed your phone number?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, you want to outplay me? I don't think so.
Oh, great game.
When changing your phone number like meant going into a phone store, not like doing it online.
So
or
you
whatever.
Were committed to changing your phone
I was
number.
Like, done.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then I saw him again in the fall, and I just melted, and I was like, oh, whatever.
You didn't melt. You're all mad.
She was pretending to be mad.
Yeah, that melt. I didn't look
melt,
at him.
Mad melt.
Melting.
In the angriest way possible, melting. Oh, that's cute. And then, did you guys date anyone else from there on out?
Oh, Heidi did.
Oh, hey. We both were. You had playmates.
Oh,
you had things.
Geez.
Playmates.
Heidi,
yeah.
Yeah,
he had the most playmates you've ever seen. Literally lined up on either side of his arm. Oh, yeah, for real.
No. And was that like Taylor Swift and her like entourage? Was that like your thing?
Yeah.
My squad.
Your squad?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, they all loved him.
Well, yeah.
I was like, you're on my dance moves, but ladies, yeah. I'll drop it. I was dropping it before anyone was dropping it. I was looked at all crazy in the clubs.
You definitely were twerking before at least Miley, all due respect.
Oh, my God. Wait, she was probably in diapers.
Yes, you should take credit for the twerk move.
I was all in the club. I was like the advertisement for twerking.
I wish I could have been friends with you guys back then.
Oh, my gosh.
Because my 20s were like, if that was on TV, my parents would have disowned me and like my life. And I was like a nut job. Like nuts. I always tell Sean, I was like, I was a degenerate. I was nuts. And I don't even tell these stories because it's like too bad. But that's what I always think. Like if there were cameras following me in my 20s, oh my gosh.
And
even The Bachelorette, like thank God I wasn't on that when I was like 25 or younger. It was like in a good time where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this right. I'm gonna play this right. I know what I'm doing. I'm branding myself right now. Okay, I am branding myself.
And it's also a different type of show. It was a show where it was really Lauren's show. You know, so it was narrated by one person. So you could never have like testimonials or your perspective. So really, this show was completely edited around her perspective.
Oh.
So it wasn't like a fair show like now.
Right.
So that's why people were like not completely. Team Spidey, maybe.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So was she like a producer as well? Or did you guys have like...
Basically.
She might as well.
She basically ran the show?
Yeah. It was her show.
It was her show.
And she was like, I'm going to take them down or what?
Yeah. Well, kind of. She didn't want us on the show anymore.
Oh. And so she was trying
Which is understandable.
Right. It was her show. And in real life, her and I were best friends.
Oh.
And then,
what do you mean real life? Was the show real life?
Well, it just started getting a little...
produced.
Right, heavily. Duh. So, but her and I were... we were really good friends. And then she just didn't want me to keep dating Spencer because she wanted me to be single and this and that. And
because
then,
you are the best wing woman ever to exist.
I believe that.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm a very protective friend. So I was also, like, a bodyguard that wasn't qualified.
Yeah.
You know, like, someone threw a drink on her once. I ran down the whole club. Oh, yeah, that's my best friend.
Aww.
I'm a very serious friend, wife, whatever I do, I like to be.
I love
the best
that. I think that's super sweet. And I think that shows a lot, like, why you guys have lasted. And I think it's hard to. Well, Spencer's not bad either. But I feel like I wanted to ask you guys because, I mean, being from the reality TV world, like, we find it really hard to make things work. And how did you guys go from, like, craziest, biggest show, and then you did other reality shows, like you did Marriage Boot Camp. That I feel like that was a hard one.
Way easier than Big Brother.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, I am such a Big Brother fan, too. Oh, my gosh. Really?
People that do Big Brother, I look at, like, they're just...
Heroes.
Because we only did, like, 25 days. The civilians that do 2 months or... They're aliens.
Really?
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it's really intense. It's way more intense than you could imagine, like, being in there.
That's so crazy. And I always thought Big Brother would be, like, fun, which people think being The Bachelorette is fun. It's hell. It's fun, but it's hell. But to me, like... The Big Brother would be like, well, you're kind of like on your own schedule and you get to sleep all the time. Do you hate people who say that?
No, you're can't.
That's not it at all.
There's no sleeping.
They'll put alarms off if you even close your eyes in the day.
Sirens.
What?
They don't air that stuff. But maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know.
What? Yeah. Okay. Well, Marriage Boot Camp, I just know a couple of people who've been on it. And they said like the editing and producing was worse than The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Oh,
sounds like you're talking to some crybabies.
Yeah, well,
ours were great. I was like, "This is the best we ever looked."
That's
from people who want to be like glorified. With it's like, gosh, it's reality TV. You're getting dirty. You're putting your stuff out there. Like you're either doing the show or you're not.
And everybody watching is like, I have the same problems, but maybe worse. But then judging you for it,
yeah,
it's so weird.
And then it's like, great.
And Marriage Boot Camp had the best food. Like, I'm talking...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, like, gourmet. Chef...
And you get your own bedroom and bathroom. What a luxury. Are you kidding me?
What a luxury. Yeah.
You get to go outside.
Oh, you get to go outside?
Yeah.
They really let you be free over there.
They let you look at your phones an hour a day.
They do? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's great. If you get an option,
That was the hardest
Sean
part.
Sean B., Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, they offered it to us.
You'll have the boot camp, baby.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, you've changed my opinion.
Yeah.
What? You were going to say something.
But we also had Jim and Elizabeth. So there's different, so I don't know how the people are now, but I really like Jim and Elizabeth. They did a great job.
I feel like from being on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the hardest part for me was not having a phone because all I wanted to do was like message my family or friends and have some sort of like something that grounded me. Yeah. And I did not have that. And I just kept getting crazier and crazier each week. I'm like going nuts by the end where I'm like, you can't catch me smiling anymore. Like I'm just crying through everything.
Yeah.
That was because I feel like I didn't have a phone or anyone to talk to.
You did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you did. And
I was fishing.
No, you did.
Tell me how good I did.
The best ever, honestly. And I think that's what's so cool now about your Snapchat and Instagram and everything is you really see the essence of who you are. Like, yeah, that story was based off of love and stuff, but you're like so funny and you have so many other different cool qualities that people can see through social media.
Go on.
So I think that's really great.
Thank
also.
You.
You get like a reinvented image. And that's what's also fun is you don't want everything out there your first round because then people don't continue to get to know you in an intimate way.
That's so true. I feel like the people got to see the real us after the show.
Yeah.
Like we got to really through Snapchat and like, come on, Spencer's Snapchat.
Oh, it's not even on Rick's level, though.
Well, you know what? I asked my best friend who she would prefer to watch on Snapchat. You or
God bless you.
Thank you.
You or,
God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
On all the blessings.
so many blessings towards you right now. Your Snapchat. I asked my girlfriend if she would rather watch Rick or Spencer. And she had to think about it. Like, she really hesitated. And I understood. But she said Rick. So
I agree. Rick.
But she did call you the king of Snapchat.
I'll take thank you, BFF. But Rick's got CGI, though, so.
What's CGI? Should I know what that is?
I mean, Rick's got extra technology behind him.
Is this kind of cheating? Is this embarrassing? Who's Rick?
You know, I just don't think you would put it together.
My heart. You built me up and brought me right down.
When they face swap.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I understand. You were building me up it was so a much separate, you had to take me down.
No, I thought it was a whole separate Snapchat.
Channel,
yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a person.
It's just Rick is – he's so gross, I always say, but like it makes him so funny.
It is funny.
It's his voice that's my favorite.
Yes. It's so funny because on the last podcast, I talked about that voice and how I got it. And it was because I used to watch Anchorman and Dodgeball. And I like morphed the Ron Burgundy and White Goodman into one. And then it became my drunk voice where when I was drinking too much, I'd start talking like this. And then it just became my Rick voice because when we started doing face swap, I had a few cocktails. So I'm like, oh, there it is. Rick, that's his voice.
Voila.
Keep it.
And he always makes an appearance in my podcast no matter what. But it's because, like, how can you not talk about Rick?
Sorry.
Well, now you know. It's okay. I kind of love that you didn't know. Okay. Hey, I didn't watch The Hills. You don't know who Rick is.
Okay. But I do watch your Snapchats when I have time.
Well, you're probably busy. Yeah. Walking the dog.
She doesn't even watch my Snapchats. So
Well, because she's there for them.
Yeah, but sometimes
but that doesn't count for a view.
I do a lot during the day. I try to just Snapchat to keep it going, but really it's like I have so many dishes and laundry and this and that. And it's like, oh my God.
Not since you're pregnant, I've stepped in major. What's that?
What's with the silence? What's with the silence?
Is this a joke? Is this Rick?
Good one. Is this Rick? Good one, Spencer. No, I always see you doing like such wifey stuff, and I'm like, I want to marry her. I do. I'm like, I totally get why people need a wife. Like, you're so good.
Oh, that's so funny.
And you're really good at like Snapchat.
Snapping my life.
But I feel like, because Kelly Oxford is the one that got me on your snaps. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it out. And within like 2 minutes, I'm like hooked because the production value, and you put like songs behind it, and you inspired me as a Snapchatter to really like invest my time in like giving the people what they want, and your hummingbirds and everything that you do with Snapchat. I'm just like, good for you.
And we got you closer to birds. That was a big night.
That was a huge night. You know what? I have had the craziest fear since I was little. The craziest. And it's because my mom was so scared of birds, and my grandma had one, and my uncle used to let it out to bug my mom. And my mom would grab me and my sister and run into the bathroom and lock us in there and shake and, like, scream.
Oh, my
gosh.
Duh,
I'm going to be afraid of birds.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm glad you're not afraid of your mom.
Yeah, I kind of am. honestly, and then, so obviously I'm going to be afraid of birds, and then everyone's like, why do you have birds tattooed on your arms if you're scared of birds? And I'm like, well, A, I can't see them, and B...
I was drunk.
Okay, three things. A, I can't see them. B, I was drunk. And C, I'm like, it's not... I love the image of birds and what they are, like, but I just, the flapping terrifies me because that came from my mom. So the hummingbird thing, I'm like, this is so great, the hummingbirds. I'm like, I want to be close to hummingbirds. And so one night I was out at my parents' place and the hummingbird comes along. And I'm like, here we go. This is my chance. Spencer has inspired me. I'm going to get over my fears. And I did. And I'll do it again, but only with hummingbirds. I'm too scared. Like,
I'm not
pigeons,
a big bird person.
Would you ever hold bread in the air for a pigeon to come at you?
No, my sister
would cry. She has a pigeon phobia.
Who likes
pigeons? My favorite one is your mom was like, that's not a bird. And you're like, it's called a hummingbird.
Literally in the word is bird. So funny. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back with Spencer and Heidi in just a moment. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Little Women is back, and this season, delve into the ashes to see which friendships have emerged unscathed and which ones are still smoldering for your favorite L.A. women. Tara, Tanya, Christy, Brianna, Jasmine, Elena. With so many changes happening for the women, their lives and relationships are becoming more complicated. The girls are focused on their growing families, while still forging career paths and making time for themselves and their friendships. And it's quite clear that some of the ladies are doing a better job than others. Which starts to divide the group. As if the issues between these friends aren't enough, each girl has her own battles to fight. Between health, marriage, motherhood, family troubles, and their individual careers. Just maybe the flames from the past aren't out yet. Can the women come together and extinguish the fire before they all get burned again? Tune into new episodes of Little Women LA, Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central, on Lifetime. And check out previews and peaks at MyLifetime.com. Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, I want to play a game. It's a word association game.
Okay.
I got it right out of Ellen Tube yesterday. I stole their material, and I'm bringing it to you.
Now
welcome
you're great
to
producer.
Hollywood, yeah.
I fit in, don't I? Okay, so I don't know if we should take turns or if you guys both just want to say what comes to your mind, but, I mean, it has everything to do with your guys' Snapchat, so. Okay, here we go. Ready? First thing that comes to your mind, crystals.
Life.
But I thought you were going to bring me some.
I was getting a skin biopsy this morning. I had to get a stitch. Well, you know, it was major.
A stitch? One stitch?
It was one stitch.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little lightheaded.
Do you need some juice?
I asked for some gluten-free food dairy-free something. And your staff is just...
I should have been on that before you guys got here. I should have had your green juice. Okay. I should have had... Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
I'm still learning how to podcast.
I thought I sent you a crystal kit.
No, please do.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, I thought I... Whoa. Okay,
no.
I'll just be quiet.
I've just been sitting here waiting for this life-changing stuff.
I thought that's what you got on number one on Apple Store. I was like, oh, my kit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do some sort of like promo deal on here, you know? We'll
maybe talk I'll be your wine sponsor, but without wine.
What is your website? Spencer what?
SpencerBratt.rocks.
Oh, my gosh. And it's so much better when you say it like this. It's so calming. Okay, next word. The hummingbirds.
Life.
Oh.
Alan.
Is it A-L-A-N or A-L-L-E-N?
E-N.
And why Alan? By the way, this is the name of Spencer's hummingbird, and that you guys like birthed this bird into your life, and you were so attached. I have a question. Were you seriously crying when you guys had to give it away?
Yeah.
You are the sweetest.
I was really upset because obviously I was just found out I'm pregnant too, but this bird, the first one was eaten by the rat, which was really upsetting. And I was really upset. And I was trying to keep it together because I'm like, I'm a pregnant lady. Yep. Can't cause trauma over this hummingbird. Yep. So I'm trying to like hold it. That was me trying to keep it together. But
so
I was really sad and upset and I missed it. And
because it was, I mean, it really was a big part of your guys' day.
It was our day.
The hummingbird, like that was your day.
It was so little.
And you guys saw it like, and you were feeding it. And you
we watched him come out of a little egg and then grow and get bigger and get his feathers.
And is that when your passion for hummingbirds started? Or have you always been a big hummingbird guy?
I've always loved hummingbirds, but I never had them around me. So, you know, everybody sees them. Oh, look, it flies by fast. You're like, oh, that's a cool hummingbird. But until it's like in front of your front door every day and you're like talking to it.
Relying on you.
Yeah, and exactly. So Alan is named Alan. Alan had some earlier names, a couple of different names. We couldn't decide. And then finally we settled on Alan because when the rescue people brought another hummingbird to release with Alan, that was an Anna hummingbird.
Oh,
and
yes.
Alan is actually an Alan hummingbird. So we're like, we'll just name him
perfect.
Alan and Anna.
That's really cute. I love that you guys like, well, we were thinking of a few names like it was your child. Well, we were just going back and forth. That's what I can't imagine what you're actually going through right now for baby names.
If you have any, let us know off air.
Mike.
Okay, you can say those on air.
All due respect to all Mikes. Great name.
Hey, that's my dad.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to bring back like the oldest names and be like, because then in like 20 years, he'll be like, wow, Mike, what an edgy name.
So that's it.
Yeah. Short for flip. Michael, what? That's, you're crazy. Yeah.
It's just hard to find like Mike Pratt on Instagram's taken.
Oh, for sure it is.
You know, so it's
and that's
hard
what you got to think about because you got to brand the baby.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know?
It's hard.
This baby is the future.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for the Snapchats and, I mean, everything. That's going to be so good. Okay, cravings.
French fries.
Oh, French fries. Ice cream. Pizza.
No, French fries has been...
I just start thinking. French, what do I want right now?
French fries have been haunting Heidi.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, you just get to pick one. So, French fries?
All right, yeah. French fries.
But she's what?
French fries is all I hear about.
Okay.
She gets them. She doesn't just talk about them.
Gosh, you guys, I need to have you back again and just have like a spread when you come of like all of your favorites and just like put up a hummingbird wallpaper before we start. Okay, next word. Soup life. Don't say life.
Every day.
Every day. And he's pulling out a Snapchat. Yes.
Oh no, I'm putting you on IG. You're merging into IG. So
I am. Are you guys all about the IG stories?
I am.
Really?
Yeah. I mostly do IG now instead of Snap.
Oh, okay.
Because you can tag things too.
I get that. I am trying to slowly transition, but I just have such a soft spot for Snapchat that you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Next word. Paparazzi.
Fun.
Yeah, I agree.
It's fun.
I don't really get them anymore, but
Nothing came. What came first to my mind? I messed the game up.
Money.
I was thinking, where are they?
That's what I'm thinking too. Hey, where'd you guys go?
Not enough.
It is fun though. Like, there was one time that I had only one. Where it was crazy. And that was right as soon as we came off the show and everybody knew we were engaged and we came off Good Morning America and we didn't understand. And I felt like, I was like, I just want to go get crazy, like drunk and be this hilarious, like paparazzi shoot where they're like, look how drunk Caitlin was. And it happened. And it was so funny. I came out of a restaurant in New York and I wasn't expecting it. And I was like, doo-doo-doo. And Sean put me on his back and all of a sudden all these cameras went off. And that was the only time that's ever happened to be that crazy. Did it used to be like that for you guys, like all the time?
Well, the business changed
a
lot.
It's changed.
Now the photos don't license for what they used to. So it's hard for the photographers to make the money to just have packs everywhere there used to be. I think if we went to the three spots that are like the known mecca of paparazzi, they'll be there. But in the good old days, you know, you'd have three cars just following you. Everybody had people following you. Yeah, I miss the days of stalkers. But
yeah, it's probably more fun once in a while, because, you know, probably for some people it gets overwhelming.
Don't mind me, I'm just filling up my wine cup.
I've been watching, like, I better start drinking a little faster over there.
I know, I filled it up, we're good.
Okay.
What were you saying? I got too distracted by my wine.
And a lot of people had to move home because it's just a different industry. Like, a lot of the photographers, you know, couldn't afford to be here anymore.
When we were getting a lot of paparazzi, so many of the paps were Brazilian, and now I think most of them went back to Brazil. So,
I'm not getting into politics on this show.
That was way before.
Right.
Yeah, recession.
I'm Canadian. Yeah, I don't know.
No, okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like you guys are like geniuses when it comes to like making people talk and getting like keeping your.
I wish.
No, you are. I feel like.
Not about that one.
Come on, are you? I mean, I obviously know from magazines, just like people say you guys were like this outrageous couple and blah. Were you actually, or were you playing the game?
Oh, I was definitely insane for a good solid like 3 years.
Well, yeah, so was I guess.
So I would think that, you know, there's probably some truth in a lot of the outrageousness.
And then
Heidi was always so lovely.
Angel. And now I'm our manager.
And that's accountant.
Great transition.
And accountant, yeah. Now I take care of everything.
Wait, that's a great transition. You've just always been great.
No, I mean, I definitely,
Spencer's nodding his head like, yes, that's so
no,
cute.
I had some things that I went through.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's just a lot of pressure.
So much pressure.
Like, no one on your side. Everyone else had managers and agents and this whole team, and it was just Spencer and I against all these people where they had, the current going with them, and we had it, like, all coming against us. So it just was a lot to deal with.
That probably made you guys stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. And Spencer had a lot of responsibilities. I think that's what was
that
he had a lot of pressure.
That he shouldn't have had,
right.
That he put on himself.
Yes.
You asked to be my manager. Yeah. I said yes. Okay. I didn't know it was, higher qualified. No, you were. You did a great job, honestly. You were incredible.
Yeah.
You were very invested. You made a lot of incredible decisions. And just some things happen. And a lot of things were out of our control. A few things were bad decisions.
Of
and
course.
The rest of it was incredible. God's hands, so.
And you know
it's
what?
All good.
Having a few slip ups does not make you bad people, okay?
No.
Like, it's. I just feel like I obviously don't know you guys that well, but I know you from Snapchat and now we're friends. But I feel like you guys have such a good relationship and you've made it through so much together, and now you just seem so cute together. Like, you're still so in love. And I was with a mutual friend we have, Ailee.
I know. I thought I saw her on your Snap story, and then she said, oh, I was with Kane last night. I was like, I know it was you.
And she was like, they are so sweet and so cute and so in love. And I'm like, I know. I watch their Snapchats. But, like, you guys really are. And, like, I hate when people ask me what's the secret, because I'm like, I don't know. It's just who we are. But what's your secret? What's the secret?
Spending a lot of time together.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You know, that's what I feel like.
Yeah.
A lot of couples I see, you know, I feel bad for them, but they have to, you know, go to separate jobs, and then they come home with different problems. And, you know, we don't have that situation. So
I think also prioritizing is really important. Mm-hmm. You know, like Spencer and I prioritize each other.
Yeah.
And that has to be your number one priority over your family and your other friends. And it's like, really, it's you two.
Because this is your new family.
Right. That's the most important person in your life. And so everyone else are really important, and you need to take them into consideration. But the main priority in your life, like Spencer's my main priority. And then I try to figure out everything else after that, but that has to be really
so sweet. I like that.
Not now that there's a baby, though.
Don't get jealous. Oh my gosh, he's already jealous of the baby. This is why we haven't had a baby yet. I was like, you've had me alone for 10 years. It's time.
Not enough.
That's so I get that, though. I'm like a big attention seeking person. Like, if Sean is like paying more attention to our dog, I'm like, excuse you. Excuse you.
This happened to us.
That's why we have four dogs and not one dog.
That's true.
Because, really?
Oh, yeah. Heidi loved Dolly a little too much.
I was like, I've only had her for a week. She's this big, and of course I'm going to take her everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And his mom was like, he's not kidding. He's really upset and jealous. And I was like, oh, this is getting crazy. It's a puppy. It's both of our puppy.
That's so funny. Your mom, did you really block her on social media?
Yes, and this is a real last night. Oh, I go our next door neighbor. God bless Lillian's heart. Rest in peace. She went to heaven yesterday. But
oh my gosh,
which is like her mom,
which was my mom's mom, pretty much.
Oh my gosh,
they've been window to window for 35 years or whatever.
That's so sad.
So when I go over there to comfort my mom, and she's all crying and she's all sad, and she's like, "Look what I posted on my IG," and I'm like, "That's a great photo." And she's like, "I tried to tag you, but it wouldn't let me." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." She's like,
"'Cause I blocked you."
Well, why can't you unblock me? I was like, "'Cause I just don't. It's too much. It's too much."
I get it.
You know, like, you know, you comment first before anyone else, and then
you want her to have a hobby.
Yeah, and you like before anyone else, and then people are seeing my mom commenting. It's just, I don't know, Mom. And then she's like all emotional. I'm like, oh, this is, she's got me. And the night before, she made me unblock her on Twitter. So I was like, okay, she'll live off that for like, I thought I'd get a month out of that. Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
So it's just too much when your mom's too invested. Oh, and you know what it was, why we beefed out, is because I Snapchatted something that, you know, anything I Snapchat doesn't need to be on Snapchat. You know, like, I don't, nothing is, and my mom messaged me, this was a couple of years ago now, and she's like, "Why did you post that on your Snapchat?" I'm like, "What?" She's like, it just was kind of stupid. And I was like, everything I do is pretty stupid, Mom. But it's like, she messed with my head so much, like, well, then should I stop post? You know, like, why do I use Snapchat, my mom? So then I was like, no, I'm just going to block her.
Oh,
and
man.
Then her own best friend said to her, Lucy said, your snaps are too long, that she... She wants you off of her account. So I blocked her best friend also. I was like, what's Lucy's account real quick?
And Lucy.
Bye, Lucy.
Yeah.
So I even called Lucy's son, who's my buddy. I was like, yo, you tell your mom, don't be coming at my snaps, okay, Brian?
I love how passionate you just got in the last 2 minutes.
I don't know, because it's just these haters gnarly.
Oh, I get it. I can't imagine the haters that you guys would have got on social media if it was...
Oh, no, the internet, it still existed.
That's true.
I can tell you what it was like.
It was worse.
It was way worse because there were no Instagram and there was no
Snapchat. So you got notes of death
threats? So it was just everyone that would have put that on your account would go to usmagazine.com and write it. They would go to people.com. We used to get 2,000 comments.
Oh my gosh.
On every other thing on Us Weekly would be like 3 comments and it would be like 2,000.
But God used it for good, because that's why we kept getting posted so much, because the magazines loved it.
They were like, whoa, we can monetize.
So thank you.
That's why I say you're kind of geniuses, because it's like, I do feel like you did monetize it and you used it to your full advantage. Mm-hmm. And how did your mom feel about the show?
My mom?
Yeah.
If she
says your Snapchats are...
my mom...
Maybe there's another subject we should talk about.
My mom loves LC.
Okay. Okay, next subject.
Yeah, let's...
next subject.
What about those fan questions?
Yes, I'm almost there. What was I... Oh, I wanted to ask you guys, because for me, I like talking... When people are like, you and Sean are so perfect, I'm like, well, we're actually not. And we have, arguments and stuff. Do you guys argue, or have you moved past that, or do you know how to argue now?
Well, Heidi doesn't like to argue, even if I wanted to. She's not, an argue person. So
that's great. That's a great quality.
Yeah,
it actually makes me physically sick.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Our real arguments are about where we're going to eat, and that's a real, not true. No, okay. It really is.
I think that communication's really important, and it's important to diffuse that before it becomes a big blowout.
Yeah.
So, with me, sometimes I have a problem with not fully expressing how, I feel or want. So I've worked on that the last few years. Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to just put this out. And then Spencer's very receptive and listens. Mm-hmm. So it's important to diffuse it before it becomes an argument. And I'd say the only thing we ever really disagreed on was having a baby. And here we are. I won.
And that happens between a lot of...
It was a negotiation. We waited.
Right.
And timing is everything.
Right.
I feel
I'm starting the negotiation for 2 because it takes years.
No, you haven't even had one yet.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Here it goes.
Why even?
You got to start. You got to start early. That's what I'm saying.
It's not even a rational conversation.
Got to start it early.
Let's diffuse the situation. I feel like I'm learning a lot from Heidi right now. In my relationship, I'm like, I'm gonna go. That's a good point. I'm gonna go home and be better at communicating and diffusing it before it blows up.
Yeah, exactly.
Great advice. That's great advice.
And you're very different people, so it's important that you both value your own opinion as much, because sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe he's right with this and that. And it's like, well, no matter if he is, I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you might as well put it out there how you feel.
You should do like some sort of something where you can spread your wisdom of relationships, because I really do feel like you know what you're doing. And that's why you guys have worked. Like, I do feel like, I feel like you're very level-headed about everything, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, wife wisdom.
Wife wisdom. Ooh. Yep. Mm. Start it
pending.
Up.
Pending. Pending.
Pending.
Intellectual property trademark.
That's so funny. Okay, yeah. Because I'm like, I hate when people say we're perfect, because I'm like, we don't put our fights on Snapchat, so.
You should.
I mean, we thought about it.
Yeah, let's go.
We have thought about it.
I'll take those views to that next level.
We have thought about it. Are you guys, so you're not watching this Bachelorette season?
No, I'm sitting there. I'm there.
Okay, so you're not invested.
Yeah.
Was that off mic that we were talking about that?
No, it was mic'd.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where am I? Who are you guys?
You're in LA.
Who are you guys?
Dorothy.
So, Heidi, are you watching?
I'm watching.
And what do you think about this season?
I like it. I like, you know, it's not my favorite season.
Do you feel like at this point they're coming in being like, Instagram is now a business, so here I am building my business?
I don't think the cast has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always kind of been similar. I think a lot of people have been it's TV.
That's
like,
true.
Anyone says, you're the one going on TV. It's like, you're all there for TV. What are you talking about? Everyone here,
that's
if
so
they
true.
Didn't want to be on TV, would just go on
you're so right.
an app or
line.
Something.
I hate that.
Everyone's
oh
there. So it's like, okay, yeah, but a good thing can come out of TV. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that's the only reason or that's how it's going to end. So that just bothers me because I think the cast.
Yeah, I went on the hills for TV, but now I have a wife and a baby from TV.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why I do watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette, knowing, you know, magic in a bottle can't happen. There randomly two people can fall in love and have a baby off of a reality show.
Look
and
at
I,
you.
Yeah, so,
yeah, exactly.
So I think it's you know, it's a numbers game. Every now and then you won't get that success rate, but I think.
Yeah, and that can happen if you pick 10 couples off the street, if you pick 10 couples off online dating, if you met in a bar, 1 out of 10 might work, and that's just life. So yeah, on TV it's the same thing. Yeah. Everyone just thinks it's so wild.
Yeah.
But.
She's definitely very cutthroat, though, like kicking people out pretty quick. So I'm like, whoa, you know, like the childhood guy. He like almost cried. I felt really bad for him. I was like, why did you bring the rose and then kick him out? Couldn't
that
you just have kicked
question.
Him out? That was just like too cutthroat for me. That was a little like,
and she,
whoa.
She like grabbed the rose and was like, can I take
you?
Yeah, and
then
I was like, bye.
Yeah, totally.
I thought the same thing. I was like, why'd she pick up the rose?
Right.
Isn't her dad a judge?
She is, isn't she? Oh, her dad is? She's a lawyer?
All I know is if your dad's a judge, you're on a whole nother level.
That's true. I feel like we should get to the questions because there's some fun ones in here. Like, these are all questions I wanted to ask you guys anyway, so I'm like, oh, cool. I'll just do it from the listeners.
Thanks.
Okay, so Marianne Hill asks, what's the weirdest rumor you've ever heard about yourselves?
Most of them are true. I don't know.
Weird and true.
Yeah.
But not one sticks out where you're like.
I don't know. Do you?
The weirdest I've heard was not a rumor. I read it in a tabloid that I got pec implants.
Right.
When like this isn't even something like it doesn't even look like I have pecs. So it's like.
Were really buff.
Well, it wasn't.
It's coming back.
It wasn't implants. It wasn't implants. But yeah.
That's everybody said that Sean got a nose job after the show.
How funny.
And I'm like, well, no, he just knows his angles on Instagram.
Right.
You know?
Oh, just one of those Instagram models.
Yeah. Just aired him out.
You go on The Bachelor and all of a sudden you're an Instagram model.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know, that's what happens.
I don't think you can go on The Bachelor now without a six pack, though, because I was saying my buddy Panera would be the best person for The Bachelor, but he doesn't have a six pack. So I don't know if we need to get Panero in shape or what.
Oh, well,
he'd be like a better version of the Waboom guy.
No, do not compare him to
not even close.
No, please.
I mean, not funny or anything, but
edit that out. I do not hang out with the Waboom guy.
Did you guys get that? Edit that part out.
Yeah.
Edit it out. Well, maybe, no, you don't have to, but I mean, that is what people are looking for, and it's so ridiculous. You know what? My celebrity crush is Paul Rudd, and he does not have a six pack, and I think he is so attractive. Paul Rudd. I love you, man.
You know him.
From Dirty
Breaking
Work?
Bad.
Dirty Work.
Right? Breaking Bad?
No.
No.
Paul Rudd, he was I Love You Man, and he was also Phoebe's guy on Friends.
He's Dirty Work, right? Oh, no, Clueless.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He doesn't have a six-pack.
Right. All the Judd Apatows.
Okay, Steph Hytree asks, will the baby's nursery theme be Hummingbirds and Crystals, and will the baby's name be Alan?
Yes.
So this is a discussion we're having. I just
Heidi
found
showed me
an amazing like mural of trees. There's birds.
Butterflies.
They were birds.
No.
You didn't look. Up in the trees are birds.
Not hummingbirds.
This is the problem. No. There's not going to be hummingbirds.
We'll get an artist. We're not putting...
I'm not paying for an artist to come to the house and do
maybe
that.
Maybe they'll do it at a charity. Maybe...
they will.
Maybe somebody will sponsor it.
Somebody can... Yes, all right. You can always find a sponsor. So
we'll see.
Maybe it'll be a hashtag ad hummingbird artist.
But no crystals because NASA does say that crystals have vibrations technically, and I don't know how that would affect the baby, and so I don't want it to like interrupt sleep or I don't really know.
Spencer does not like that answer.
Well, you bring me that... NASA astronaut.
You have showed me that.
I know, but let's find the one that tells you a nice little rose quartz in there is not.
I don't want pink in our boys' nursery.
Oh,
and I'm
pink
not
is
being
a hot color. And
nope.
Oh my god!
I'm the decorator.
You're in for a wake up call.
Oh no!
No, pink. I was even thinking pink would be a good boy's name.
Now you're just being silly.
There definitely is not a pink Sprat, Pratt.
Pink Pratt.
Pratt on. Hey, that flows.
Forget Pink Panther.
Pink Pratt on Instagram.
So.
Okay, moving on. I don't know this one. It was like at Kelsa or something. How does one fully accomplish soup life?
Order soup anytime it's on a menu.
And then Snapchat it and say soup life.
Yeah, I guess. You don't have to do that part. You may have a mom that'll complain about it.
Drink hot soup in the middle of the summer. Spencer loves soup all times.
And that's how you accomplish soup life. You just commit to soup no matter what
for
temperature.
For years, though, like I'm deep in the life, you know, so.
Ever since I've known you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
At least 10 years, so probably.
Soup junkie.
Yeah, that many years.
A long time.
Soup junkie. Jennifer Wyson asks, what was your reaction when you saw the positive pregnancy test?
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited. Spencer was asleep, and I thought that I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I just got on my knees, and I started praying, crying, and I was so excited.
Oh, that is so...
Before the test, you thought it?
Yeah. I thought it a few days before. I told you that.
Breaking news.
I think I'm pregnant.
You didn't hint it to me.
You just had a feeling.
You weren't listening. She's like, what? I can't hear you. What? Nope.
Yeah, you were on Snapchat and she told you.
Yeah, this is the life.
Yes. I get so annoyed at Sean when he's on his phone all the time. And he's like, you are literally on your phone just as much as me. And I'm like, fair, I am. Why are we arguing
I can't
about
say
this?
That to Heidi back, though.
There's one of
she's
us.
She's not.
No.
That is one thing in my relationship where I want to work on is not having our phones on us so much. But... you got to give the people what they want, you know?
It's hard because it's a balance of your business and your life. Yes. And so I remind myself of that when I'm like, oh, I wish Spencer would get off his phone. It's like, well, at least he has this and it's good that he is doing this and that he has such an engaged audience from it. And so I don't want to like deter that, but I don't want it to be our full lives. So it's hard finding that balance, but definitely not at dinner.
Yo, no, that is not even allowed at the Boothstow house. Oh, wait, that's our name, Boothstow.
Oh, cute.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a good bar name.
Maybe we'll
open it. You can have furniture, you can have bar, you can have cupcakes.
I'm okay with that. I think there's only a couple more. Laura Myers asks, if you two met on The Bachelorette, what would Spencer have done for his limo entrance?
Has anyone ever sat on top of the car?
No. Ghost ride the whip? That's what you do?
Surf in.
You would ghost ride the limo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Just
I like
jump
that.
Off.
That's great.
That is, and that would get your attention.
Yeah, but woo.
Love
at first sight. Woo.
Well, when you know, you know. Yeah. I always say that the big limo entrances to me are so entertaining, and that's what I was like looking forward to the most as night one. Well, I wish Britt wasn't there, but I was fine to share it with her, but I was looking forward
Who's
to having...
Britt?
Thanks.
She was maybe going to be the other one.
That one, right.
But then my favorite was that Sean just, like, got out of the limo and was just himself. And I'm like, oh, actually, that got my attention, that you didn't do anything crazy out of the limo.
I always wonder, are you allowed to do that? Or did, like, they let the people they think are going to win just be normal? Like, oh, you can be the normal guy. It's like, I'm sure some people don't want to come in the parrot costume or whatever. You
are
know,
you kidding?
Like,
do you remember my limo entrance on Chris Soule season? I dropped an F-bomb and I was, like, very inappropriate. And they convinced me that that was a good idea.
Oh, see? It worked for you. Look at
you
now.
Out for me.
Look at you.
I didn't have a normal limo exit.
No.
Terrible language. I was like, Dad, you might want to turn off a few episodes. And I feel like I could go all day with you guys. There's just so much content, you know? So much content. When you say that on Snapchat, are you being funny or serious?
Serious. He's being serious.
Wait, when she's stealing my content?
Yeah. Or like just content in general, having content. Because there's so many YouTubers out there that I'm always laughing at. They're like, oh, that's good content.
And, oh, people say that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of it.
Oh, no. I guess I'm a YouTuber.
No, so he got it because he's been producing. I mean, he did like Prince of Malibu. And that's just such camera talk is content, producing.
Okay.
And so Spencer's always said that word.
Do you say go for me?
No.
We don't have a walkie.
Yeah, they never let us have walkies.
We wanted walkies. We'd always get on their line. Hey, what are you doing? And they don't like it.
That's so funny. Because when you say content, I always thought you're joking. And I'm like, there's so many, like, the blown up pictures of you guys is my favorite thing in the world in your home. Like, I'm like, God, why didn't I think of that? That was genius. Well,
the backstory is.
Yes, I would love
to
know.
When we were trying. All right. So. What year is that? Like
2008?
Like 2008. I'm sure it's still very hard to get into, but Cut in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. Wolfgang just opened his steakhouse. It was the hardest place to get in. Mm-hmm. We tried to get in once, and they like pretty much laughed at us. We then came back like when they opened.
5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. And like, okay, we'll be in here
at 5. We'll play your little game. We'll play your little game.
You have a table for two at 5.
We don't lose.
Yeah. So we go back and we ended up talking to the manager and hanging out and got along with her or whatever. And then we started coming back a lot, like a lot. Mm-hmm. And they had all these huge portraits on the wall of Obama, Angelina, like Jack Nicholson and this famous photographer Martin Scholler shot him, and we used to always be like, we need to get on the wall. We need, like, joking.
Yeah.
And this manager pitched it to the photographer, and he's like, okay, I'll take their photos. So then we got on the wall.
Yeah.
And they got so many complaints from, you know, all the actual famous people, like, we don't want them on the wall next to us. And
Come on.
And they were like,
it's only 5 photos or 6.
And it's like superstars and then Spidey. And and like agents were complaining.
No way.
You know, like about why are they on the wall here? We're not going to come here. So it became a thing.
Okay.
But Wolfgang is a gangster and didn't even care. And like TMZ once said to him on camera, like, do you think you jumped the shark putting them on the wall here? And he's like, jump the shark. I catch the shark and I eat the shark. Like, I don't even think he got the expression. But so when they took all the portraits down, we're like, we need our portraits.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, they're $50,000, and we're like, sold.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I think we had to pay for them before.
To even get them shot?
To get them shot, we had to pay for them.
No.
All right.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. Let's agree to disagree.
To keep them. To keep them. They would have kept them.
That's
There's no
crazy.
Way we'd pay 50 and they would have got to keep them.
No, they were only going to be there for however long. That was our...
This is
fine.
Mm-mm. I agree with Heidi. I know how she works in this relationship, and I'm just like already agreeing with her.
So now we have them.
We just decorated our home, and we have a fireplace in the middle and 2 pieces of artwork on either side. And I legit said to Sean, I actually want Spencer and Heidi on either side of our fireplace because that is beautiful artwork. And like, so how much?
Oh,
is it 100,000?
No, they're priceless.
Dang.
We're keeping them forever.
I get it. Oh, I'm so glad I asked about that.
Oh, funny.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. I feel like you might have like helped my relationship a little, Heidi. Like,
thank you.
Really? I'm like, I'm going to really take what you said and run with it.
Text me anytime you get drunk and then you're like,
well, yeah.
No, text me anytime.
So tonight.
There's a rule. And if you get drunk or if you're upset or anything, just walk out of the room, take a few deep breaths, think it through, then come back out.
Is that why you're always leaving the room?
I have laundry to do and stuff. I have things I'm doing.
Stuff to do. You're going to regret giving me your phone number. No. I'm going to be texting you like every day, what do I do in this situation? What would Heidi do? Okay, you guys. Honestly, I appreciate you guys so much.
We're honored to be on the number one podcast in the iTunes store.
You are such a good tire pumper. Thank you for pumping my tires. If you guys don't follow them on Snapchat, you are missing out. Anything, really. Instagram, Snapchat. You guys are so entertaining and so sweet and so fun. And I don't care about what people say about the past and the show. Like, you guys are so real. And I love that we're friends now.
Yeah.
And thank you, Kelly Oxford, for introducing me to these beautiful people. If you don't want to miss an episode, go to podcastone.com, download the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday. Woo! Yay.
I think you need like a 20 count on that wine there. Gotta finish that before you go.
I was just so into it, you know?
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
There's a whole lot of good things happening on the Podcast One Forbes network. Forbes U30 is a show about young innovators, disruptors, and entrepreneurs, like the minimalists Joshua and Ryan, electropop artists like Lights, CBS Search Party star Charles Rogers, the women of YouTube's Clever TV,
plus many more.
And the Forbes interview is a deep dive into the minds of the folks who could be on the cover of the magazine, like Tinder founder Sean Rad, hero pilot Captain Sully Sullenberg, Moneyball author Michael Lewis, pop star Jason Derulo.
And the list goes on and on.
Subscribe or listen to Forbes U30 and the Forbes interview now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or podcastone.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.